knives. That's what we're talking about. Like Rashi says, "B'yodoi sakinim she'i ef shalasoi sakinayim sakinim atzmon shalzov." You can't make the knife itself made out of gold. Rashi doesn't get that sharp. You can't cut that well, so you don't make a knife out of gold. So therefore, what he made was just a handle he made out of gold. So that was a nice thing to do. But the rest of the kelim maybe he did make out of gold. For the Gemara like this, Akasha Meisavei, we learned Afu also kani kelim. He also made the base of the vessels, the ugne kelim and the rims of the kelim, the yodas kelim and the handle of kelim, the yodas takinim and the handles of knives. Shal yom kippurim shal zov. He made it out of gold. So the kids, here you see, what did he make out of gold? Not only the handles of knives, but the handles of other kelim also. So this is the question now. Why does the yodas kelim, did he only make the handles? Why didn't he make the whole kli out of gold? Like, why does it say, v'yodas kelim? Mashma, regular vessel, he only made the handle. Why didn't he make the whole vessel out of gold? Tamdi Gemara, Tirguma, Abaya, v'kitsa denargi v'chatzini. Again, it doesn't mean regular kelim. It means the holster, like what you hold, the sword in there, the nagi v'chatzini, also the hatchet. So there are also kelim that you could not make the kli itself made out of gold. That's why you only made the handle. If anything you have to use to cut with, you can't use gold to cut with. So therefore they made only the handle of these things, making it made out of gold. The Rashi says, the katso, the nagi v'chatzini, yodeis ha-kardumas, the handle of the kardum, of the hatchet, umagolis. Things that they used to cut chop down with, that's what he only made the handle from. Because the kli itself you can't make out of gold, it doesn't cut so good. By the then the Mishnah says, Hilni Imai, his mother Hilni, also saw Nivresha Shozov. She made a golden menorah that she gave over to the Beit HaMikdash and used to put it in the Heichel, in front of the Heichel. Torah was learned like this in the Braisa, that Bishor Shechama Zarachas, as soon as it became Netzachama, sunrise in the morning, when the sun rays started to come out, is Nitzaitzesais Yoitzimimenu. The rays would shoot off, reflect off this menorah. V'hakol Yoidim Shehagia Zman Kriyishma. Everybody would know, like now it's Netzachama, it's sunrise already, and it's time to say Kriyishma. So it was mamish in a place at the beginning of the Heichom that everybody in the Azara could see, know clearly now it's called Netzacham. Rashi says, Nitzaitzeis, Zuhuriyas Shehachama Zarachas Min HaMizrach. Like the rays that reflects off the sun, because the sun comes up on the east side. V'notu ha-pestach ha-echol shulut san maravi. The opening, the entrance of the Heichol was on the west side. So it's very good. The sun on the east side was shining towards the west side. So the menorah was on the west side. The rays would shoot off the menorah. She'giyas man kruzes as a krashi. Can I tell you, like we learned the Moran Brachis, mitzvosim ha-neitzachama. One of the mitzvot to say krishma, im ha-neitzachama, like the Vesikin used to do. They used to say krishma, im ha-neitzachama. The Tosafot speaks out, even though like Abaye, there the Gemara comes out, that you're supposed to say Kriyishim a little bit before Hanetzachama. Because we hold the Ikra of Kvasikin is that you should say Shemon Esrei right at the beginning of Hanetzachama, and Kadei to be some Magula Letzvila, you say Kriyishim a little bit right before that. Kadei that, as soon as you say Glal Yisrael, then it should be Netzachama, and then you should dive in Kriyishim. So today is really asking for Kasha. Here it's Masha Faketa. The Ika's man Kriyishma is after it came Neitzachama. That's when they said Kriyishma. So Tosis answers Enoch Nami asks, the din Kriyishma itself, maybe the Ika's man is after HaNeitzachama. But because they wanted to be Gusama Gulu Tfilo, and the din of Kriyishma of Shmon Esrei is also to be said at the beginning of HaNeitzachama. Therefore, they used to daven Kriyishma Kebesikon a little bit earlier. Today, that as soon as they got up to Gal Yisrael, that's when it was Neitzachama, and that's when the Davin Shachris of the Shemon Esrei. But I call upon him, and when it shined off here, people knew now was the time to say Kriyishma in the Azor. So the Havimina is that all the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash said Kriyishma b'Neitzachama, like when this ray started to shine off the menorah. But the Markash is not like that. Meisivei, HaKoyre Shema, somebody says Kriyishma, Shachris Iman Shem Mishma. They say at the same time that the Anshe Mishma, the Kahanim, that are doing the Avodah that day, if you say Kriyishma, the same time these people, the Kahanim, say Kriyishma. Or else, the Anshe Maimed, if people say Kriyishma the same time, Anshe Maimed means the Yisraelim. They used to come, they're like a Shliach from the Tzibur, that when the Kahanim used to bring a Korban Tzibur, there's an Indian, the Bailim, the Yisrael, should be standing there watching them bring his Korban. So it used to be like Shluchim from the Tzibur to stand there when they brought the Korban Tzibur. So the Anshei Maimed, when they said Krishma, if somebody else would say it the same time they say it, is lo yotzam. You should know you're not being the kind of yikim mitzvah Krishma. Why? Mifnei she'an she mishma mashkimin. Because the kahanim in the base of media should use, do the avodah, use to say Krishma too early. V'yan she maimid ma'achrim. And the people, the Yisraelim, you just stand there and used to watch them bring the Korban HaTamid, you to bring the Korbanis. They said Krishma after the Korban HaTamid, which is a little bit too late from the Yikras Man. That's the Kasha Mashma, the people in the Beis HaMikdash itself, did not say Krishma at the right time by Hanetzachama. And here it's Mashma that she had this Minerva there, and everybody knew that now it's the time to say Krishma. And the Gemara Omer Abaya Lishar Omer Di Yerushalayim Enochanami. We're not talking about the Kahanim or the Yanshei Maimid. We're talking about other people that were in the Azorim. The rest of the people of Yerushalayim, whoever came into the Azorim, into the Beis Hamikdash, and when they saw the rays shining off the menorah, they knew now it's called Netzach Hamah. Now it's sunrise. Now it's the time to say Krishma. Enochanami. Those people would go and say Krishma at the right time, even though the Kahanim that did the Avodah had to say a little bit earlier. And the Anshei Maimid said a little bit later. Good, they said early, they said later. But the rest of the people, in the Azorah, said it at the right time. So, Drashi, Shanshe, Mishma, Shekhanim, Shavoida, Mutelas Aleim, Magdimim, Likroisa, Koydimayim. They used to say Krishma before day. Shemo, Tim, Shechaleim, Havoida. Maybe the Avoida will take a long time. The Yimna, Malikras, they won't have enough time to say Krishma at all. Therefore, they used to say Krishma a little bit earlier. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means, Kodim Yom, it means Mamish, Kodim Yom. And there's like one man, the Yom of Rachish, it could be Yetzir Kriyishma then. Or else maybe Rashi just means Kodim Yom, means Kodim Zricha Sachama. Or Mashenkin, they said it after Erla Sashachim maybe. Or the kids said they said it earlier than the Ikas man Kriyishma is. Because they were afraid if they'd wait longer, the Avoid would take too long, they wouldn't get a chance to say Kriyishma. So he used to say it very early. The Yanshei Maimit, Rashi Yisrael, Ha'aimdim B'Shlichos HaTzibur. Or Yisrael that was in there B'Shasta Kabonis, he was a Shliach for the Tzibur, Ala Korban. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tishmeru L'Hakrev Li, means Mitzvah Shiyu Mishamrim V'aimdim Al Kabonim. As a Mitzvah for Yisrael to be there and watching the way they bring our Kabonis. Hochi Dorosh Tov B'Sifri V'Mesektatainis. So they said, Krishma, when Mi'achrin, Likres Ad Kaloisa Voides HaTomid. They used to wait till after they finished bringing the Korban HaTomid. So they said it much later. So the Zohar, what do you mean to say that the people in the Azorah, when they saw the rains coming off the menorah, they said Krishma right away? The Kahanim didn't say it. The Anshei Maimid didn't say it. And there's the Enochanami, Lushar Rama, Haboyim B'Azorah, the rest of Yerushalayim, the people that would stand be in the base of Middash, in the Azorah, who sim, this was the sign, Lohidiyaz Man Krishma, that they should know, now is the Yikiz Man to say Krishma. Now the rays are shining off the menorah, now it's called Netzach Hamah, now the Yikiz Man went to say Krishma. Right. Then it says, the Afi Ostasa Tavla. It says also, she did another thing, that she made a tavla, a big piece of gold, that she wrote the Megillah Saitu on the piece of gold. That's what she did. And this was like used, that later when a Saitu come to the Beis Hamikdash and the Kohen had to write the Pashas of Saitu, or they had to write the Psukim on a cloth, the Kohen would look at this tavla, and like copied over from this tavla, they would copy over to write down the Megillah Saitu. But she made a beautiful one, just to be used to look at others, made out of gold. So the Gemara, she made this golden piece from a piece of gold, a plaque, and she made the Pasha Saita written on it. So the Mara Shamat Mino, you have a right for me, and the Mishnah says you did the right thing, that Kaisvin Megillah Latinuk, you latter write the Pasha Saita, Megillah for Saita, Latinuk to a kid, Lislamitbo, just to learn how to write it. In other words, there's a shalit, and the Rashi said there's a Gemara in the Gemara. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Gidin. Rashi says a pluk to even masechta Gidin in Perikani Zokin. If you're allowed to write pashias of a Torah, there's one man the Yama says you can only write the whole Sefer Torah for learning purposes. You're not allowed to write a part of the Sefer Torah. You can only write the whole Sefer Torah. As if you write the Megillah Saita, Litzurach, to use for a Saita, Mistama, that's Mutter. The Torah said you're allowed to write a Megillah Saita. But if you're not using it to use for a Saita, just to use to write, to learn from, you're not allowed to write down one Saita by itself, one Pasha by itself. You have to write those Saita Torah. So how is she allowed just to write down the Pasha of Saita on this plaque made out of gold? She didn't use it for a Saita. It was just there. So l'chura you have a right, al mishnah holds that the man diyama, you are allowed to write psukim of a sefer Torah down, even though you're not writing the whole sefer Torah. So it should be a raya shamat minoam that toisvin megillah latinuk lislambo, you could write the megillah for a child just to learn from it. Rashloka says no, could be there's no raya from al mishnah. Mishum Rav Yarnai, I'll tell you the aleph beis. That she wrote down the Gilas Saita on this plaque made out of gold, she didn't write down the words, the whole psukim. She just wrote down abbreviation, the first aleph, the first oisius of each word. The Rashi says, Baalav Beis, oisius Roshi Atavis. She just wrote down the abbreviation, the first ois of each word she wrote down. But she didn't write down Taka the whole Megillah, because maybe that you're not allowed to. She only wrote down the first ois. Mesev Habakashas, Mashem, not like that. It says Kishu Kaisev, when the Kohen went to write the Megillah Saita, if the Saita came to the Beis Hamikdash and the Kohen had to write the Megillah, is Roye, he used to look the Kaisev Mashakosa Batavlo. He would look at this big plaque made out of gold and write over the Megillah, looking at that. So Luchurut Mashma on the first plaque that the whole thing was written. Gemara says no. It means Eimer Roye the Kaisev Kemoshakosa Batavlo. It means he just looked and saw the Rosh Hatavius and he wrote over from that. He understood what to write. But not that Imamish copied word for word, because it wasn't written on the first tabla word for word. It was only written the abbreviations. The Rashi says, Kamosha Kosva Tabla, Lefi Simon Yosius. According to the Simonim of the Yosius, he knew what to write down. But maybe it was not written the whole Megillah on that first tabla. But the more amazing, I have another kasha though. It says clearly, Kishu Kaisev, when the Kohen was writing the Megillah Saita, Roye, he looked, the Kosev Masha Kosev Tavla. He looked and wrote what was written in the Tavla. Oma Kosev Tavla, now it says clearly what was written in the first plaque. Mamash Tepsukim, Im Shochavi Shoisoch, Im Shotis Im Loi Shotis. So Mashma, clearly the Psukim were Mamash written down on this Tavla. So it's a Kashan, that Mount Yom that says you're not allowed to write down Psalm 1 Pasha of the Torah, if you're not going to use it. Sakim here, they wrote down on his plaque the first these psukim. And the Gemara, Hosom be